USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump speaking at the White House on Monday, addressing environmental issues. Now, during that speech, the president did discuss his 4th of July event in Washington, D.C., and had a big announcement.
It was a wonderful day for all Americans, and based on its tremendous success, we're just making the decision, and I think we can say we've made the decision to do it again next year, and maybe we can say for the foreseeable future.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is downplaying any rift between her and freshman Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez after the speaker criticized her and others for voting against a bill to provide humanitarian aid to the illegal aliens being held at detention centers near the southern border.
All I said was a statement of fact. Four of them opposed the bill.
Pelosi was speaking at an event in San Francisco, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So, yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Federal prosecutors in New York want billionaire Jeffrey Epstein to stay behind bars until his trial on sex trafficking charges.
Epstein was charged in a two-count indictment. First, conspiracy to commit sex trafficking, and second, the substantive crime of sex trafficking of underage girls.
New York U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Bierman says Epstein is accused of forcing underage girls to perform sex acts on him at his mansion in Manhattan and creating a network allowing him to sexually exploit and abuse dozens of underage girls. Epstein is pleading not guilty to the charges. Democratic Congressman from California Eric Swalwell is dropping out of the Democratic presidential race. Swalwell's campaign failed to really gain any traction, and he is a close ally to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Swalwell says today marks a new beginning.
It is the beginning of an opportunity in Congress with a new perspective shaped by the lives that have touched mine and our campaign throughout these last 3 months.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Many Americans now say they can't retire. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
Nearly one quarter of Americans now say they never plan to retire, according to a poll that suggests a disconnection between individuals' retirement plans and the realities of aging in the workforce. Experts say illness, injury, layoffs, and caregiving responsibilities often force older workers to leave their jobs sooner than they'd like. According to the poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs, 23% of workers, nearly 2 in 10 of those over 50, don't expect to stop working. Roughly another quarter of Americans say they'll continue working beyond their 65th birthday. According to government data, 1 in 5 people 65 and older was working or actively looking for a job in June. For many, money has a lot to do with the decision to keep working. Among those that are fully retired, 38% say they felt very or extremely prepared when they retired, while 25% said they felt very or not at all prepared.
A federal appeals court will hear a challenge to Obamacare this week that could kill the law. The 5th U.S. Court of Appeals in New Orleans will hear the appeal of a lower court ruling on Tuesday that the Affordable Care Act is invalid. The 2017 ruling was stayed pending appeal, and if the appeals court upholds a ruling, 20 million Americans would have the choice of buying health insurance or not buying health insurance. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.